This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Mind, I want to implore you, please, let's rise to our feet. Let's just magnify the name of Jesus. Yes, please, go ahead. Just clap for him. The one who died for us. He left his exalted throne in heaven. Came to earth, took the form of mortal man. He was beaten. He was mocked. He was flogged. They spat upon him. He was striped naked. They called him all sorts of names. Oh God, we bless your name. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for dying for us. To you alone be all of the glory. Hallowed be your name. Lord Jesus, thank you for sharing some of your powers with us. Your word tells us all powers been given to you. And then you decided to share some of these powers with us. We are grateful. We ask that you help us to utilize this power judiciously for the sake of the kingdom. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. Even as I go through your word with your children today, I ask for your help once more, Holy Ghost. Please help me. All of you, none of me. That your name be glorified and we all be edified. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah! Please be seated. God bless you. Now, for those who do not know, the theme of tonight's Festival of Lives / Communion Service is power unlimited. Power unlimited. Acts 1, verse 8 will be our test. Now, of the theme Power Unlimited, I've been asked to speak on a subtopic about the authority of the believer with respect to its power, your believer's power over Satan. Believer's power over Satan. Acts 1, verse 8, please. It reads, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." I'm old school anyway. I prefer King James, not the New King James, but this will do for now. Praise the Lord. Seriously, it sounded strange. I had to struggle to understand what it was saying, what it's saying. Now, thank you. See the yea, but yea shall receive. But yea shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and on to the uttermost part of the earth. This is Jesus speaking. Now, power, let's start with that. The way I understand it, it's the ability to do something or to compel some other person to do something. Okay? The person may not ordinarily want to do that, but there is a compelling because the one exercising the power has the authority or the ability to back up the instruction or the directive given. Praise the Lord. There is this popular saying. Sorry, I wouldn't say it's popular. It's not exactly popular. It's a Latin maxim in law. In English, it says, "You can't give what you don't have." Praise the Lord. It's logical. You can only give what you have. Now, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the one speaking in Acts 1, verse 8. He made a promise saying they will receive power. And in that same promise, he also told them what to do with the power. Praise the Lord. So whatever we hear tonight with respect to this subtopic, dearly beloved, let's have this at the back of our mind. Christ has promised us power, and he also wants us to do something with that power. Now, I look at power, the word power, or its exercise in two dimensions. One, I've labeled the active part, and the other, the passive. Praise the Lord. Luke 10:19. To show you what I mean by the active part. Luke 10:19. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you." Now, this is active part of the power, because you are exercising certain things. It's saying you will exercise power, you will tread upon others, they won't hurt you. Praise the Lord. Now, for the passive, we're looking at it from the other angle. If something happens, something comes upon you, you're not the one taking any action now, it also will not hurt you. For that, let's see Acts 28:4-6. Now, what I like about this passive one, you may not even be aware that's what's happening. You might perhaps be sleeping, you know, maybe asleep, maybe walk, whatever, gang up, conspiracy. That's even saying they won't hurt you. Praise the Lord. So it doesn't matter if you are aware of what's happening or not. You're not doing anything. It's an attack. The power lies in you. Hurt will not come. Because of our time, Acts 28:4-6, we find the story of our brother, Apostle Paul. He was stranded. Praise the Lord. Some of us know that story. He had a shipwreck. He got bitten by a snake. Praise the Lord. They were expecting he would die. But he didn't die. Nothing happened. The power is right there in him. He didn't have to exercise anything. All he did was he shook off the snake, but that was only after the snake had bitten him. Praise the Lord. We already know who gives the power. The power to exercise control over Satan, over his works, over his activities. Now, let's remember, Satan doesn't walk in isolation. He walks through agents. He's a spirit. And so, his agents are spirits also. They need a container. They need a vessel through which they will walk. Praise the Lord. They can't carry out their assignment without those mediums. I was explaining to somebody yesterday, I'm not too sure now, that on this plane, when I mean this plane, this setting, on earth, spirit beings can't be seen with this kind of eyes. This is not the real us. This is just the container or package, like Pastor would say. It is suited for this environment. That's why we have it. And so the powers we exercise as believers is over those beings, over those spirits, those agents of Satan that are at work on his behalf. Praise the Lord. And so who gives the power? Matthew 28:18. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Praise the Lord. Because he's been given that power. Remember I said, you can't give what you don't have. He's been given that power by his Father, the Almighty God. He is able to then give this power because he has the power already. And remember, our theme says, power unlimited. Now, the power given to Jesus is unlimited because he said all powers, whether in heaven all, and also on earth. Let's look at heaven as a spiritual angle. So he says, whether spiritual, physical, everything, life, death, all parts, he has everything in his hands because his Father has given him everything. And so it's out of this power he's been given. He's decided to share with us. He decided to share with those who believe. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. And he called unto him, the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Why? Because he has it already. He's been given unlimited powers. And so he can afford to share from these with his disciples. I'm sure you know, where there are persons who believe that the power to exercise over demons has ended. Well, that's for them. Praise the Lord. I guarantee you it hasn't ended. I mean, it's still that song, the power, the Pentecostal power, is just the same today. It doesn't matter what people say. The power is still very much alive. The power is still very much with believers. You may note down Luke 10:17 because of our time. Luke 10:17, still on the same, who gives the power? Jesus is the one giving the power. He's the one releasing the power because his Father has given him the power already. And so the authority of Jesus cannot be challenged on that score. And of course, it's obvious by now that the one who gets the power is actually, he's giving the power to believers. But because of our time, let's proceed. Let's proceed further. To exercise this power, there are certain things we are expected to do. It's not just enough for the power to be given. Not just enough for us to read that Christ has given us the power to exercise authority over Satan, or powers to become impregnable to attacks of the enemies. We are expected to do certain things. James 4 verse 7, for example. James 4 verse 7 says, we should submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. As believers, for us to exercise the power Jesus has shared with us, the power over Satan and his agents, we must submit to God and we must resist the devil. Two things. Submit to God, resist the devil. You may say, well, but what does it mean to submit to God? When you submit, you are recognizing his lordship. And if you recognize his lordship, that means you must do as he commands. You must do as he would want you to do. There's nothing like selective obedience. Praise the Lord. Half obedience is no obedience. We must submit totally to him. We must submit our will to his will. And then he says, after submitting, resist the devil, he will flee from you. He will flee. Ephesians 6 verse 11 talks about putting on the whole armor. And And if we read that, if we study that, there's not enough time to go into in depth that part. But if we study that portion of the Bible, we will find that now part of the gear of the believer who is referred to there, there's no covering for the back. Praise the Lord. There's no covering. What that tells me is he doesn't expect us to run away. No retreat. Praise the Lord. He's given us the powers already. He expects us to exercise the powers. So we must put on the whole armor. So it's put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is very cunning. We see the instance of his encounter with Eve in Genesis. Very cunning. Subtlety. He comes cunning manner. He won't go straight. He's going to want to play around, come around, throw it, take it out until the person comes within his full control. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. I pray God will help us in every form, every manner the enemy would want to trick us. That God will not allow him to succeed. He will give us grace to recognize straight away, this is the devil at work. We will resist him and he will flee from us in Jesus' name. Now, John 14 verse 12 tells us we should have faith in Jesus. John 14 verse 12. If we have faith in him, we will do what he also did. Remember the Bible, we you know this popular song. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. The almighty healer healed the leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Anywhere he went, my Lord was doing good. Now, John 14, 12 is telling us, we'll do greater than that which he did. But you see, for our Lord Jesus, if you study the Bible, you will find his focus was the Father's business. The Father's business. The Father's business. Even from his tender years. But remember the instance where he was supposed to be in the company of his family members. They didn't know boy Jesus was behind. He stayed back, engaged about the Father's business. And so for us to actually do greater works, because he said, if we believe we have faith in him, we'll do these things which he did. We know what he did. Set the captives free. Went about preaching. Set the captives free. That's about all it's all about. Hope we know that. The past. That's all it's all about. Nothing more. It's not for us to bind that tough boss at the place of work. Or that prof in school. It's not, the power is not meant for that. The power is actually meant for, to counter the works of the enemy, to counter the works of Satan. Who do like Jesus did and even greater than that which he did. For us to exercise the power also, number four, we'll probably end it up there and then move to other things. For us to exercise the powers, John 15, verse 5. Jesus said, he is the vine, we are the branches. Now, we know what happens to the branches of a tree if it's not connected to the vine, to the main body, right? As soon as the branches get cut off from the source, life is gone. Beloved, if we must exercise the powers the Lord Jesus has given unto us as believers, then we must abide in him. If we abide in him, we must bear fruits. We must bear fruits. We must tell the world about Jesus. Praise the Lord. We must tell the world about his atoning power on the cross for us. We must let people know that there is only one way to eternity. It doesn't matter how long one lives on this earth. It doesn't matter how much possession, how much popular one gets. Without Jesus, there is nothing. John 10 verse 10 tells us, the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But our Lord Jesus has come to give life, and that life, to give it more abundantly. And so for as long as we remain here on earth, there is a constant war going on, ongoing constantly. So we are here, you know, we're called Christians, right? Little Christ, Christ-like. When he was here, when he walked this earth, just like we are doing right now, his sole aim was to counter the works of Satan. He went about freeing those that were oppressed. He went about exercising the powers God has given to him. When was the last time you prayed for somebody at your place of work, for example? Somebody at work tells you they have headache or one health-related issue. Or some other concern in family, child, marriage, business, school, whatever it is. And then our first thought was prayer. If you believe there is power given to you as a believer, if you believe the power is real, then our first thought should honorably be exercising the power. Exercising the power. If you don't exercise it, your faith will not grow. You know, back in the day, I would think twice about praying for somebody. Say, what if the person doesn't get healed? What if it doesn't happen the way I just prayed? Hey, I didn't say I was praying in my name. I prayed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Will I get embarrassed if it doesn't happen? Of course not. I have prayed. I didn't say I was going to do it. I said, Father, do this for this person. I have prayed in your name. Lord, I believe you can do it. That is why I am praying. Praise the Lord. The church has lost focus. That's a simple truth. If the church hasn't, those who are anti-church will not be having their feed day. Seriously, that's it. I mean, if someone decides to exercise the power and then issues decrease and it comes to pass, praise the Lord, nobody gets, they don't need any more warning. They will believe for real. No wonder we find those persons who are able to exercise this power. Even presidents call them daddy. Presidents who want to seek election, they go see them first before they contest. Praise the Lord. I remember one of those Festival of Life last year in the UK. Daddy Gio was there. Guess who was there also? The Prime Minister was there. It was election time. Praise the Lord. Election time. The Prime Minister came, Festival of Life. I was talking about Jesus and all that. The church was making an impact within the community there. I want to see the day when our mayor here will show up. Praise the Lord. God will bring it to pass in Jesus' name. He says, I have to go to Salvation Center. Because we're making an impact in the community. Physical, spiritual. It's sad that the owners of powers have decided not to exercise the powers. God will help us in Jesus' name. It's a proxy war we are engaged in. Christ has commissioned us as his foot soldiers. We are in the forefront. He wants us to continue where he stops. And he's promised that he will be with us till the end of time. So, beloved, realize that it's not, you're not the one who is, so you're not, it's not your power now. It's the one who owns unlimited power, who has commissioned you to go out there, talk about him, share his word. Somebody is sick, pray for them. Do you mind if I pray? Go ahead and pray for them. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Romans 8:17 says we are joint heirs with Jesus. We are joint heirs with him. So if we are joint heirs, it means that which the Father has given unto him, we also get to. Now, it's not just everybody who says, I believe in Jesus, that actually gets this power. We must truly be born again. We must believe. We can't exercise the powers in a sinful state. Praise the Lord. If we do, there will be consequences. We know Acts 19:11-16, the sons of Sceva. Praise the Lord. We know about the beating they got. Let's read that, please. Acts 19:11-16. It's possible there are persons who've never read that portion of the Bible before in our midst tonight. Acts 19. From 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And the diseases departed from them, and the devils, evil spirit rather, went out of them. 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Praise the Lord. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Beloved, our garment must be spotless at every point in time. We must live free from sin. I pray God will help us. God will strengthen us. He will give us the courage to realize that we are his children, joined heirs with Jesus Christ according to Romans 8. And we'll begin to walk in that same path, that same authority. The Bible tells us the kingdom, I mean, right from this of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. If you're not violently forceful, it will be a tough race. It will be a tough situation. An unbeliever, somebody who's living in sin cannot exercise this power. And if you can't exercise power over Satan, that means he's going to exercise power over that person. Praise the Lord. Power does not exist in vacuum. Somebody has to be exercising it at a point in time. And so if you are not exercising it for God, if you're not exercising power, if you don't have the power of God, and that means the person is living in sin. And there is a likelihood Satan is already exercising power over that person. God will help us. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Our time is up, but let's just pray at this moment. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you very much for choosing to share in your power with us. We pray, even as we have learned tonight, that we will have the grace to exercise the powers you've shared with us and further the works of the kingdom, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.